ท่านอาจารย์ท่านบอกไปตกมีแบบเรื่องที่สุดเรื่องที่สุดโตand you have to have a Dhamma. When on the people talk on Dhamma, people who don't understand the language in which it's given can see the value from it. If they let it go into their heart, to say it in their heart to it. The value in this case is not, well, one can't get the value of the discriminate meaning of what is said. But the attitude with which it's given can still enter the heart and can still give one a state of calm and a state of understanding of that calm. So it's a value even if one doesn't understand the language in which it's given. On the other hand, a person who does understand it, they can listen to the talk and let it go into the heart, and they can understand the meaning as well. And if they keep their attention on it, on the words and on the meaning there, and they keep their mindfulness there, they can get a very deep state of calm. Or alternatively, if they keep the mindfulness strongly there, they can also gain panya, it can gain wisdom from this thought. And it is as though the citta is attached to the words of the speaker, to the person who is teaching, and as though they're physically carried along with it. So that the state of the heart and what is being taught is constantly raising the level of the Buddha up from so to be with the talk itself. This is the way the Buddha used to do. And this can raise a person up to a very high level so that they can in fact get to in some cases even as far as the person right. As for remembering it, in this case the person probably won't remember the meaning of the talk. But it doesn't matter in that case because it has its effect. I can't remember in between them, maybe we should come back to it. Tanakam went on to talk about actions and their results. We do actions with our heart, actions of body, speech, and mind. From these actions we get results coming. This is called, the results are called the past action files. The results of actions done by the heart. The actions done by the heart are called kamma. These actions may be in terms of bodily action, speech, or mind, as a thought. When one does actions, the results will follow. And these actions can be either good or bad, and it makes little difference whether one can in fact remember the actions one's done or not. He said it's rather like the things that one does during the day. One can't remember the actions that one has done even today. One tries to recall every action one has done, every thought one has had, one will hardly be able to do it. Let alone going back many days or weeks. But in fact all these actions do have their results. So that when a result comes up from these actions, one doesn't know where it's come from, nor why. But in fact, it is some actions we have done at some time in the past, and the result comes up from it.